Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Amber with customer service. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ludmila Smirnova, and I saw your charges from my bank. Bank is 6732 and 795, and I don't understand for what, and I don't know this company even.
Okay, let me get your zip code to start with, ma'am. Ma'am, can I get your zip code?
What?
Your zip code. Can I have your zip code?
11691.
11691. And what would be the name of the account, ma'am?
Account, just a second, I have to take my pocketbook. It's my, just a second. What account, from who?
No, I said, what would be the name on the account?
Ludmila Smirnova.
You said what now?
Yeah, L-U-D dog M-I-L-A, Ludmila A, and last name S-M-I-R-N-O-V-A, Smirnova.
Okay, and your zip code you said was 11691?
91. Люська, иди сюда, Люська. Люська, иди ко мне, иди, моя хорошая. Иди ко мне, иди ко мне.
And pronounce your name for me one more time, ma'am.
Ludmila Smirnova.
Okay, let's try it another way because it's not coming up under your zip code. Can I have the first six of your credit card and the last four?
689636.
And then the last four.
And last what?
The last four digits of the card.
9636.
Okay, so the first six is 689636.
No, first one is 4117.
No, I need the first six.
My phone, yes. 9766, yes, correct.
Okay, give me the first six again, please, because I took it out the system.
Okay, just a second. I have to shut off speaker because that is, I didn't hear you well. What is your question? Is
okay. I need the first six digits of the card that was used and the last four digits.
Six numbers.
The first six numbers.
First, 411773.
You said 411773.
7 0. This is 8 number.
Ma'am, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay, can I have the first six letters of the card is 411773?
Yeah, 411773.
Okay, sure. And what's the last four digits of the card?
9636.
Okay. And can you verify your address for me, please?
155 Beach 19th Street, Apartment 8F, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691.
Okay, do you have an old address, maybe?
Old address, I don't know, I have daughter's address, 64 Woodland Avenue, Staten Island. What you have it new old address? I don't know old address.
Can you verify your email for me?
Like my last name, Smirnova, LUDA@yahoo.com.
Okay. It has a different address on here. You ever lived in Millerton, New York?
What?
You ever lived in Millerton, New York?
Yes, I'm living in New York.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're calling about...
Maybe you have 11 Lisa Lane, New Windsor.
No, ma'am.
No?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because no, I have only two daughters, and I have a little bit of with one daughter, with another daughter.
Okay. Okay, and you're calling about the 6732 charge?
Yeah, 732 and 795.
Okay, so let me back up to the 795. So what that was, it was shipping and handling for a KitchenAid mixer.
For what?
A KitchenAid mixer.
I did that order.
Okay, you enrolled into a rewards program on the 8th. You did have a two-day grace period to cancel out. Because it was not canceled within the 2 days grace period, you started being charged for the membership, which is the 6732. And you were charged that on the 13th.
No, I don't want it. This. Please cancel. I don't want to pay this because I have no my money. I have retirement, $400, and I could not leave for the end of the month.
Okay. All right, I will go ahead and get this canceled for you. Give me just a moment. All right, I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, just a second. Okay, I'm ready.
It is C as in Charlie, 263-271.
271-932. 932. Okay. And when is money coming back?
The only refund you'll be able to get, ma'am, is going to be 35% off. I mean, 35% of the refund back. I can't give you a full refund. It's a valid charge. So if I give you 35% back, you'll get $43.76.
Right.
Because it's a valid charge.
I have to pay for winter. For nothing. For what I have to pay for this?
I mean, it was, it's, I don't know. But I do apologize.
I don't want to pay nothing. I said you, I have 400 only my retirement, and I don't want to pay for nothing.
I understand, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get the account canceled, and as a customer courtesy, due to the misunderstanding, I will credit your account with a 35% refund, which will be back in your account 3 to 5 business days. And the 35%, like I said, is going to be $43.76.
I don't know. It's not right. Okay, thank you.
All right, hold on just a moment. Let me get this notated in the refund process, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay. But I want my all money back. Not to be only half. I have to call to my bank right now to block it. You.
I'm still here, Lumilla. Just give me just a moment to finish notating, okay?
Okay.
No, Mila, I'm still here, just notating. Give me just a second. The system is moving kind of slow, but I'm still here with you, okay?
Okay.
right, Lamilla, so I have you canceled out. A refund of $43.76 will be on its way to you. It does take 3 to 5 business days for the refund to come back. And, yeah, you're good to go. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today?